Pasuk Miketz, it says that after 2 years, Tzchar Mashkin, something happened, and he told about Yosef. He got out of the dungeon. So really, he was supposed to get out of the dungeon after 10 years. If he wouldn't have spoken to the Tzar Mashkin, but he asked him to do him a favor, and he said, "Mention me." He mentioned the word "mention me," Tzchatani, Hizkatani, twice. He said it 2 times. So he got 2 extra years in dungeon. Okay. So let's leave that for a while. That's a problem of what does it mean? He said mention me twice. He got 2 extra years. What's the deeper understanding of this? Okay. Let's now go over to Hanukkah. So Hanukkah, it says in the Gemara that the best place to put the candles is outside. When you come into the house, the mezuzah will be on the right and the Ner Hanukkah will be on the left. Okay. Now we know that the Gemara says that that the mezuzah protects the house. So the mezuzah is protecting the people in the house from any evil forces coming in. Now when they come in, the Gemara says that when you move in the right direction. You always move your right leg first, things like that. If you have a choice to go right or left, you should always go right. Like the Kohen when he goes up on the Mizbeach to put the blood on the different corners of the Mizbeach so he can go right or left, he should go right. So there's a basic rule that motion is on the right, is considered to be a right-sided act. So the mezuzah on the right side protects the house from the entrance of those evil forces. Now, Ner Chanukah is going out of the house. In other words, when you leave the house, the Ner Chanukah will be on the right. So basically, the Ner Chanukah brings Kedusha out into the street. The street, the Rishus HaRabim, represents forces of evil. And so, 2 things we want to do. We want the evil forces not to get into the house. We want the Kedusha of the Jewish home or the Ner Chanukah to go out into the street. And also, when we light the Hanukkah candles, we always make sure to move in the Yamin, the right direction. Because the right side is the Kedusha side. It's really the Chesed side where you're spreading Kedusha. The left side is the Gevura side, where you're protecting from evil coming in. Okay. Okay. He has a question that in Halacha, the poskim say that if for some reason you didn't have a mezuzah on the doorpost, you should put the Neros Chanukah on that side, so it's a little bit of a problem. Why the Halacha says sometimes the Ner Chanukah goes on the mezuzah side. Okay, now there's a Zohar which he wants to explain. The Zohar is Chelek Aleph, page Reish Lamed Ches. There's a pasuk we say it every Friday night. Osira levesa misholeg, ki chol besa lavu shnayim shanim. It says that people in a woman of valor's house, Eshes Chal's house, don't have to be afraid of snow, because they all have wool garments that are worn. The Zohar says, "Al tikri shanim el shnayim." Read that word shanim el shnayim, and it has pairs of mitzvos. It says, if you have milo priya, in other words, you do the milo and you pull the skin back, tzitzis and tefillin is another pair, mezuzah v'ner Chanukah. And it explains that the pasuk refers to Gehenom, because there's a Gehenom, there's a punishment after death, which is called the punishment, the Gehenom of Sheleg, of snow, of cold, and there's another Gehenom of Esh, of fire. So it says in the Zohar that the 12 months that the soul might be in Gehenom, that soul would spend 6 months in the fiery Gehenom and 6 months in the snow. Okay. So what does that mean? So he says like this, he says, Gehenom of fire, that's a punishment for averus which come from the fire of the Yetzer Hara. Basically, mitzvahs lo sase, if he violates lo sases. So we know that anything which became not, any pot which became not kosher from fire needs fire to make it kosher. And then the other punishment of snow means cold. It has to do if a person didn't do mitzvah taseh because he was motivated, turned off. So that punishment, he's cold. In other words, he's unexcited about the mitzvah, so he fails. Okay, so if a person, unfortunately, would violate mitzvah lo taseh, he would be allowing evil forces entry into the holy area. And if he doesn't do mitzvah saseh, he doesn't spread kedusha out. So we have this idea that the area of kedusha should be protected from the tumah, from the evil, and the area of evil should be penetrated by the kedusha. So the mitzvah lo taseh, that's the protection of the kedusha from evil. So if a person violates that, is allowing the tumah to get into the area of the kedusha, and in the does mitzvah saseh, he's pushing kedusha out into the world. If he doesn't, then kedusha won't go out into the world. So he says, if you think about religious Jews. They basically don't really do that many mitzvot lo. They don't violate so many mitzvot lo taseh. Religious Jew, he keeps Shabbos, he's kosher. Not that many mitzvot lo taseh that he violates. Maybe he violates lashon hara and machlokas, but he won't worship idols, and he won't do kilo arayos, he won't do shvichas damim. So. He's pretty good, let's say, on the low tasses. The problem which they have is with the mitzvah saseh, because many times they do the mitzvah saseh out of habit. They don't do it with fervor and excitement. That's the problem. Whereas the quality of the mitzvah saseh is not so good. So you have to work on that. That's something which you always have to work on. So it says in this pasuk, according to the Zohar, you don't have to worry about the sheleg, about the cold punishment, in other words, which comes because of lack of excitement in mitzvah saseh, because you have these pairs of mitzvahs. If you do these pairs of mitzvahs, you should get the excitement. So it says one is to do is the Bismillah. He says the Bismillah means you stay away from any kind of basically any aveira, because the Bismillah is the most basic mitzvah that begins very early in life, and it's the first mitzvah of Avraham Avinu. So basically it means to stay away from sinning. Mila, cutting off that skin, means you don't allow evil to get in, and pulling whatever the skin back, the priya, is to get the kedusha to go out. Okay. Then tzitzis and tefillin. Tzitzis is protection from the outside, because you wrap yourself in the tzitzis, so you get the protection from evil. Like the tefillin, she's supposed to show the tefillin, especially the rush, that's supposed to bring kedusha out. It says in the pasuk, "Rochol amaratz k'shem Hashem nikvah lechavira mimeka." And it says in the Gemara, "Elu tefillin shebarosh." People see the tefillin, and they get Yiras Hashem. Okay, so that's tzitzis and tefillin. Tzitzis is the shmira from the ra, and tefillin is doing the asei tov and creating kedusha. Now we come to mezuzah and Hanukkah, which is the third pair in the Zohar. So again, mezuzah protects from evil coming in, and Hanukkah spreads the kedusha outside. It actually, he claims that the Bach wrote that the main sin that the Jews had, which brought the Yevanim, was that they were doing mitzvahs as a routine. They weren't excited about mitzvahs. So therefore, when they won, so they had a lot of excitement, and because they were reinaugurating the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the candles. The candles is a fire. A fire means excitement. So that's why those candles protect from the punishment of the snow.
They potter you for those 6 months?
Yeah.
So it cuts it down by half?
Yeah. And then you have the mezuzah and the tzitzis, and you have a pismila that'll save one from the gehenna of the fire. So you have these double mitzvahs. So people who do these mitzvahs, mezuzah and Hanukkah, and then they do tzitzis and tefillin, bismillah, so they don't have to worry about gehenom. Actually, you can think of these three mitzvahs as referring to these three pairs mitzvahs as referring to the three levels of the soul, which he always likes to talk about: the physical, emotional, and intellectual. Mila's in the physical, tzitzis and tefillin are emotional, and mezuzah and Chanukah are intellectual. Mezuzah is Torah Shebichsav, and the Ner of Chanukah is Torah Shebalpeh. Okay, so therefore, these three pairs, have to do with the physical, mila, and the emotional, tzitzis and tefillin, and intellectual would be mezuzah and nechanukah. Okay.
So that's why we had the Ner Chanukah as part of the Nes, because they were fighting us intellectually, and we won intellectually also.
Exactly. Very good. Yeah, the intellectual, it was mainly intellectual challenge. And the Ner Chanukah represents the wisdom of the Torah Shebal Peh. Right? Torah Or. Now he explains that this he feels in general, we see in the Tanakh that the first era was the era of Shoftim, of judges. And then came the era of Malachim, of kings. So what's the difference between, so what are Shoftim and what are Malachim in terms of a deeper understanding? What's their, how are they different and how are they the same? First of all, as far as fighting enemies and bringing justice of the Torah, that they're the same. Getting rid of the enemies is what the Shoftim did. They fought the enemy nations, and they kept the Jewish people to keep the laws of the Torah. So if we keep the laws of the Torah, then the higher law comes into effect that the land is God's gift to us and not to them. The more we keep the mitzvahs of the Torah in the land, the more the land belongs to us. That's what the Torah mentions over and over again. However, the king does all of that, but he's supposed to also create more Kedusha and spread the Kedusha outside. He's supposed to broadcast Kedusha to the rest of the world. We find that Shlomo Melech, he tried very hard to spread Kedusha to the rest of the world. He had a lot of connections with other countries because he wanted to spread the Kedusha. David Melech also. David HaMelech, the Gemara says, he captured Syria. He gave Kedusha to Syria, the Gemara says, because he wanted to spread the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to outside the borders. So, things. So therefore, he says that if you don't have a mezuzah, you put the Ner Chanukah on the side of the mezuzah, because the Ner Chanukah has both powers. It has the power of show faith, of keeping kiddush, of keeping the evil away. It also has the power of a melech to spread kiddush out. So it, when there's no mezuzah, you put the Ner Chanukah there. And then, of course, Shabbos has a double idea also. You have on Shabbos two descriptions. Zochar is Yom HaShabbos and Shomer is Yom HaShabbos. Shomer means not to desecrate Shabbos, to protect it from Chilul Shabbos. Not to let the evil forces or the Tumah forces get into the day of Shabbos. Then Zochar is the positive mitzvah of Shabbos, and that's to spread the Kedusha of Shabbos. Spread the Kedusha all around the world, Shabbos. So we say, Zochar v'shama b'dibur echo nemu. Tomorrow says that, because the first one says the dibur, it says Zochar. Second one, it says Shama. So Hashem pronounced both words together, Zochar and Shama. Of course, Shabbos has both things. Shabbos protects us from evil forces, and Shabbos creates more Kedusha, positive forces. Okay. Now we want to come back to Yosef. Yosef is considered to be in the Shema of Shabbos. Yosef connects to Shabbos. Yosef is a triple connection always. It's called this is also Kabbalah Nefesh Makom and Zman. Nefesh, place and time. So every special Zman has a special Makom, and every special Zman and Makom have a special Nefesh. Okay, so Shabbos is in Zman, and Yosef is in Nefesh. He's the Nefesh of Shabbos. That's what the Kabbalah says. David HaMelech is Rosh Chodesh. Avraham Avinu is Pesach. Yaakov is Sukkos. And Yitzchak is Shavuos. Aaron is Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu, some people say it's Shabbos also. I don't know, it's Shabbos. Maybe he's Rosh Hashanah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he's Din, right? Rosh Hashanah is Din. Okay, anyway, Yosef, he had the qualities of both a melech and of a shofet. In other words, he was able to keep evil away, and he was able to create kedusha outside. He was able to have to shield from evil, and then to forecast holiness. The brothers didn't realize that. brothers, they were ready to accept the idea that maybe he was a tzaddik who would not do evil, because he had Prismila and he was raised in Yaakov's house, but they didn't think that he had the power of a melech to bring Kedusha outside. That they thought was only for Yehuda. Truth is, Yehuda gets David and Melech HaMashiach. That's why they thought that Yosef was a rebel against the Malchus of Yehuda, based on it in his Chayiv Misa. And that's why they said that those dreams are false dreams, they're just his own imagination carrying him away, but really it's not from Hashem. That they were wrong. Yosef, because he has the power of Shabbos, he's able to protect from evil, and he's also able to broadcast and spread holiness. You see that he didn't give in to the women of the wife of Potiphar, and this was a big merit that it protected the Jews all the years, also not to fall into that kind of a sin. Like a shofet to protect the Jewish people from evil forces. And then when Yosef became a king, he was spreading the holiness. He made all the people in Mitzrayim do a prasmila. He was trying to spread the holiness of Torah in Mitzrayim. As we can understand the idea of the 2 years, because he said twice to the butler, "Remember me." It's really, for a regular person, it's not a sin, because a regular person should do, you know, some ishtadl, some effort to get free, and at the same time daven to Hashem that his efforts should be successful. We can't just rely on miracles. But Yosef was an incredible tzaddik, so he wasn't supposed to do any kind of efforts to people. Everything in Hashem. So for him, this was a flaw. Now, since he had the quality of a melech and a shofet, so basically he failed on both scores. That's why he sat 2 years, 1 year for each of those floors. It's very nice. Good.